Yo, safe sex is just a fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way. When you have sex with just one lover, you're having sex with all the others that he or she has had sex with. So even one time, you're still at risk for herpes simplex, virus 2, venereal warts, just to name a few, of the 40 plagues called STDs, sexually transmitted disease. Yo, safe sex is just a fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way. Gonorrhea leaves very few clues. 2 million have a lot to lose. It attacks their organs, tissue, and bones, and damages reproductive zones. Syphilis claims thousands each year. Little red dots soon disappear, but it keeps on growing inside of your brain. You can end up blind or even insane, because safe sex is just fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way. Chlamydia strikes multi-millions. Worst side effect is stillborn children. 1 out of 4 who get this disease give up their chance to even conceive. AIDS has killed 250,000. 1 million more could soon be chilling. It doesn't just kill the high and gay. No, teens are the highest risk today. 'Cause safe sex is just a fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark sided!
They devote.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laugh and tap it, bitch!
People get me out of here!
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
I mean, you guys understand, sex feels good, right? You don't need to add all sorts of twists or scenarios. Just fuck up. Just a dick and a pussy, or a dick and an ass, that's, or a dick and a mouth. That's all you need. Dick and nuts! That's all you need. To me, that is plenty. You don't have to get all fancy with shit. You get too complex and you ruin it. For instance, I've got a Craigslist ad here from Manhattan. Very good-looking and shaped 28-year-old blonde bottom guy in search of family role-play scenes. All types. I love getting molested by my older bro or dad. Having my dad pimp me out to his work buddies or our neighbors. Can't you just imagine that in your head while you're getting fucked? My dad losing me to a card game with his boss. Taking orders in public from my dad, like if I was being punished, he would put me in a men's room stall at a huge store or mall. The stipulations would change, but I would have to strip, maybe put on trashy small underwear, jerk off, and wait until he sent in one or more guys he wanted me to blow or give my hole up to. Make my little bro, 10 years to 16 years old, answer the door naked when repair guys or delivery guys come. Make him touch himself or bend over any embarrassing orders. Okay. Make my little bro have sleepovers with 3 or 4 little friends, then get them drunk and videotape them naked playing Truth or Dare. Swap stories of incest, rape, becoming a man, fantasies. All good. Hit me back with your pleasure. Please be in shape and very honest and twisted. Would really like a core group of attractive masculine perverts to play with. So there you go. He's looking for, incest scenarios. Moving on, I've got some great audio here from a wigger who's very upset because someone disrespected him.
Hey there, Black Fraction. I didn't like the way you and your boys were disrespecting me last night. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know that you better think twice again before you disrespect me, because, honestly, I've done things that you and your boys would never do.
Who brings a shotgun to a gunfight?
Alright.
You know what I mean?
So just know that you're all pussy. You know, I go harder than anyone I know, much less anyone that you know, okay? So, you dig? Do you dig? You're from New Jersey and you don't know how to do it. But my wraps are tighter than yours, my muscles are bigger, you ain't got no chains, you ain't got no white feeders, no guns. no head.
You ain't got no wife beaters. They're like $2 at Walmart.
Yeah.
You ain't got this lemonade I'm sipping on. Country time, bitches.
Just respect me.
I be sipping on my pink lemonade straight up on the porch.
You ain't nothing.
With my grams.
I'll come up there. Probably flash my guns around a little bit.
Now he's holding a some sort of handgun, and he's holding it sideways.
You ain't nothing.
Kill shot, kill shot.
I'll come up there. Probably flash my guns around a little bit. I'll go, ooh. Dude, my mom's going to kill me. Oh, my God.
Things got a little real there. Dude, I'm so going to fuck you up. Bang. Oh, my God. What did I do? My mom's going to kill me. All right. What a pussy, right? Moving on, I've got a clip here of a father tormenting his little girl. This type of shit makes me actually want to be a parent. He's told his daughter that she's going to turn black, and then she starts crying because she doesn't want to be black.
I don't want to turn black.
What?
I don't want to turn black.
Why don't you want to turn black?
Because I don't want to.
But what will happen? What's the difference?
Government assistance is what's going to happen.
I don't want to be black.
You will
a bigger ass.
You'll be able to wear the same clothes. You'll have the same toys. You'll still play with Yo-Yo. You'll still live here with us.
What am I gonna get on my bike?
You can ride your bike. You can be our little black bike rider.
No, I don't want to be black.
Listen, all little girls, when they turn 4, they turn just a little bit black. You're not gonna be like all the way black. You'll be like brown, like daddy's sweater.
Like a light skin black, the desirable type of black. I mean, if you were gonna be black, you'd want to be
like brown,
very
like,
light
like
skin.
Like an M&M.
The M&M?
Yeah, like, you know when we go to the store and you buy the M&Ms and they're all the different colors?
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to be like a brown M&M.
She likes that.
You're not going to be like all the way like black, black, like the sky dark black. Not like that. Just like chocolate. Do you want to be chocolate? Doesn't be fun?
She's okay
no,
with
you're
going to
be all the way black. That's
no!
Yeah, you're gonna be like midnight, like 8 balls.
Yeah, she's mad again.
Christina, what are you doing?
My little racist 3.
My little racist 3-year-old. That would be a great name for a sitcom. All right. She just doesn't want to be black. We've featured the angry grandpa many times on the program. Basically, this guy's son pranks the old man, and the old man retaliates. This time, the kids may have gone a little too far. They replace this dude's shampoo and conditioner with Nair. Let's hear the results.
Tina!
What, Tolly?
Come here!
He's freaking out. Apparently, there's
the hell?
Clumps of hair falling
oh
off of his
God.
What's wrong with
face
you?
Give him a towel, quick!
Where is it?
Oh, look, over there!
Oh!
Give it down! Oh my God, Tina! Oh God! Oh God! My hair! We gotta call the goddamn doctor! God almighty! Look at that hair! Oh my God!
Oh
my God!
God!
Oh! His wife's
no,
reaction.
Hold on.
No.
Call EMS. Call EMS, please. Call EMS.
You're doing that?
Call EMS. Call the doctor. I'm giving my pants on right now. We gotta go.
Just hang on a minute. I'll do
oh,
it.
No.
My God.
It's Nair.
My God.
Oh, my God.
That ain't funny.
Look at the dog shedding.
Yeah, his hair's like melting off of his face.
Call the doctor!
This is so bad!
Please call the goddamn doctor!
What the hell?
There's something wrong!
Dad! No. Dad! It's just a little Nair.
It's like wet toilet paper.
Oh my God!
It's just a little Nair.
Call the doctor!
Dad! It's Nair! hair removal. Why'd you use it?
I used my shampoo conditioner.
No, that was a conditioner. Dad, look. Why'd you use that stuff? It's hair removal. Dad, are you alive?
Man.
Let's go. I feel like I got chemo.
What are you doing?
None of your business.
Got the towel wrapped around his head. Obviously shaved it all off, right?
Payday is a mother chicken.
Mother chicken?
I don't want to cuss. Get out of my way! Hope y'all are happy. You know this shit?
She had no idea.
No, nothing.
Good prank, Michael. Yeah, Dad, you look like a mange.
Whoa! A little part in the back.
Oh, man, that worked.
I often wonder if the angry grandpa is, a staged type of thing. If it is, he's a very good actor. All right. And finally, before we get into the news today, I have got the world's worst mariachi band. First of all, no mariachi band is particularly good, in my opinion, but these guys are really bad.
This next song is a traditional Mexican song usually played for special events such as birthdays, Mother's Day, and Father's Day. It is called Las Mañanitas.
I hate the fact that I like the song better when they're singing. You know, when it's just them playing the instrument, it's awful. Here it comes again. Another 3 minutes. Right, then they perform another number, but I'm not going to torture you with that. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, good stuff like that. Tomorrow, I'll be doing an extended show. So if you don't want to miss a thing, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Illinois. Illinois. A woman from South Suburban Homewood who reportedly injected her face with beef fat died from intestinal complications. It had nothing to do with the beef fat, though, surprisingly. Medical examiners announced on Friday. Apparently, the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says Jane Hart, 63, was pronounced dead at 6:25 p.m. on Thursday. A source said shortly before Hart died, she injected hot beef fat. She didn't even wait to cool it down. Hot beef fat into her face, around her mouth and chin. and it hadn't been the first time either. She reportedly made the injections on several occasions. But this time, Hart went too far. Hart went to the hospital after complaining that her face became singed and it felt like it was burning. That's because you injected your fucking face with searing hot beef fat. What do you expect? She's previously undergone multiple facial surgeries. An autopsy Friday determined Hart died of peritonitis. Peritonitis? Something like that. A severe abdominal inflammation caused by a bacterial infection. I wonder where she got that from. From weakened walls in her colon. Infection. This story has it all. Beef fat, colons. Infections she suffered in her face from the injections did not lead to her death, which was ruled a natural cause, according to the medical examiner's office. You know, I read this story over the weekend, and a couple news organizations was reporting on this. And one news story had a quote from a neighbor calling the woman's face grotesque. Couldn't find that one, though. All right, second story we have for you today. A merciless California woman doused her roommate with gasoline and then torched her with a lit cigarette before taking a seat like she pulled up a lawn chair to watch the writhing victim burn.
This is why I'm hot. 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 Very inappropriate. This is why I'm hot. Heartless.
What the hell's her name? Chastity Reynolds, spelled all wonky, 32, remained jailed Friday on $550,000 bail in the gruesome assault against Victoria De La Fuente, who suffered burns for more than on more than half of her body. I've never seen a case as disturbing as this, Police Commander Steve Rossi told the news conference. When cops were called to the scene by a terrified Good Samaritan, they found Reynolds cleaning off the driveway with a hose while the badly burned victim was a few feet away inside their house. Reynolds' two kids, aged 9 and 12, were home when their mom set her roommate on fire. Reynolds, after igniting the woman, sat on the garage floor and watched as the flames engulfed De La Fuente, or whatever. A passing motorist who saw the fire rescued the burning woman as Reynolds stood impassively. Chastity ain't a human being, the victim's son, Michael Yarba, said. There ain't nothing human about her. The 46-year-old victim was listed in critical condition with second and third degree burns at the Community Regional Medical Center in Fresno, California. Authorities were unsure what sparked the attack, although cops were called to the pair's home about an hour earlier when neighbors reported a loud argument between the two women. Reynolds greeted the responding officers, telling them everything was fine, before the dispute resumed and then, you know, escalated. Really escalated.
It's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
Yeah. You're going to want to take your clothes off because otherwise it'll just melt right onto your skin. All right, final story we have for you today. A 2-year-old girl is fighting for her life after her mother allegedly glued her hands to the wall and beat her into a coma because she was struggling with potty training. Elizabeth Escalona, 22, faces child abuse charges after she allegedly dragged her daughter through the house in Dallas and tortured her, leaving her with countless injuries and possible brain damage. The toddler, Jocelyn, is on life support in the hospital. According to police records, glue and paint were stuck to her palms with skin torn away in places. And just think, all of this could have been avoided if she just would have fucking dropped a deuce in the toilet. Someone is not a super duper pooper.
Yay, Lizzie!
She is a super duper pooper.
She can potty with the best.
No more diapers to get in her way. We are very impressed. She is a super duper pooper.
She knows when she has to go.
Take a bow, she's a big girl now. She's the best pooper we know.
Look at that.
Yay!
She didn't have to glue her hands together or anything. You just knew to just squat on the toilet and push. Smart cookie, that Lizzie. A relative said that the girl has broken bones, bruises, and head injuries. The girl was rushed to the hospital after Escalona called her mom and said there was something wrong with her daughter. She's covered in paint and stuck to the wall with glue. That's what's wrong with her. When the child's grandmother got to the house, the girl was unresponsive. According to police reports, Escalona dragged her daughter by her feet before gluing her hands to the wall until they bled. She then allegedly hit the girl in the stomach with a milk jug, kicked her, and beat her with a shoe and a belt. Police said, I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of you. Police said that numerous people had seen the suspect inflict pain on her daughter in the past. Escalona could face life in prison. The girl and three other siblings have been taken into custody. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorta News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, this is Houston from New York. I'm getting a little annoyed with the voicemails. Not from the content of the voicemail, but from the volume level, I should say.
Yeah, some people... I've corrected that, so shut up, please. Come on. I fixed that a week ago. When's that voicemail from? Oh, about a week and a half ago.
Hey, Tim, lifetime member, Bidwise. From Fremont,
hi, Bitwise.
Just calling to say, what's up with all that shit audio that you've been playing? I mean, it's audio people speaking shit.
Really?
That's the only part of your show that makes me take my headphones out. That and the Bunny Crush.
Really? It's shit and Bunny Crush. Those are the two things that you can't handle. I didn't think that I was playing that many shit clips recently. But maybe I don't know. Maybe I was. I don't know. Yeah, my system is still fucked up, so we have to wait about 10 minutes before another fucking...
Oh, Tim, you're so fucking retarded. I'm the guy who called in about the idea for the Android app where it would, you click on something and it would go to an explanation of an audio clip and they'd be all sorted so a new listener could find out about, Jagoo or, any of the other many, many, many clips you have without waiting for you to, bring it up again and not being like, what the fuck does this mean? I didn't mean actually include the audio in the app. The app, when you click on it, that would open up either a web page or just a listing within the app.
Just be a link to the Freakypedia, maybe. I don't know. Oh, God, I can't stop any of these things to comment because it takes too long for the audio to resume.
That would have each of these things as either a video clip.
Apparently 12 gigs is not enough for iTunes to run smoothly. Next up, please start talking anytime now.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big
See, this is going to make the shitty
penis.
Voicemail calls anger me even more because it takes so long to even get started. It's such a precious thing. All right, come on. Next caller. Make it a good one.
Jimmy Boo, I wanted to do it's Jimmy Boo, longtime sideshow freak.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of suggestions for you. Maybe they'll help you alleviate your voicemail backup. Sure, you could do a monthly voicemail show,
or...
but then we get to hear Pantana Score and Brain Dead Sean and Brain Dead Sean, and Pantana Score and all the other guys call in. A bunch of extra fucking time.
Okay.
Instead of doing that, how about you do this? How about once a week, you add up the number of times that they each called in and limit to them, about an eighth of that. Let's say Brain Dead.
Let me look real quick. There's someone who's calling a lot on the voicemail line. Where's that at? Let me load it up here. This is the number just keeps popping up over and over, and so I've been skipping past them because I don't want to hear the same person over and over. I don't even know if it's someone that I like. You know what I mean? It's a 707 number. Let's see who this guy is. Anyone want to make a bet? I think it's going to be Tone Deaf Sean, Pantascore. Is it going to be Spiral Ham Fuck? I'm guessing Spiral Ham Fucker.
Timmy Boo Boo, Timmy Boo Boo. How have I got this song for you? All right, Timmy Boo, I've got a great song for you. There's no guitar accompaniment.
Stop calling me! I don't want to hear from you anymore. I don't know who you are.
Like,
stop it.
Florida,
I don't like what I'm hearing, and I want it to stop. I don't know who that was, actually. But really, one or two times a week is plenty. All right, next caller, go right ahead. Sometime.
Yeah. Good I Christ. Got the number off the bathroom stall wall. Said call for.
Really? That's because that's the first time anyone's done that joke before. All right, next caller.
Hey,
go
Tim,
ahead.
Mr. Rodas, I just saw some blind guy jaywalking across the street with his seeing eye stick, and I'm like, motherfucker, you're gonna like, rely on everyone's sympathy to stop for you because you're blind and you're jaywalking? I hope your dumbass gets hit. Chagoo.
Well, that's definitely a freak thinking right there. Someone does not appreciate the blinds that walk on the street.
Hey, boo. Spiraling him, fucker. Andy's screen's making way too much noise. I'm sorry, I got to wait a second. Will you shut the fuck up? Hey, boo. Spiraling him, fucker. Hey, I got a license plate frame from Sport Chile that says I'd rather be shooting hoops. I took a Sharpie to it. Now it says I'd rather be shooting cops.
Oh. Okay, thank you. I think some of these people have no one else to talk to in their life, so they just call the voicemail line. Yes, caller, next up.
Hi, Jake Shim, this is Jared from California. I was just listening to the song that you were playing of Tonetta singing like a woman.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure other people probably noticed this as well. I can't be the only one, but it doesn't kind of sound like the old child molester from Family Guy. You know,
bring your fat ass back here.
I never noticed that, but yeah. He does sound a little like Herbert is his name. Next caller. Yes, go ahead. Go now.
Hey, Tim. This is Travis from Tennessee.
Hi, Travis.
I'm an extremely long-time listener. Oh. Been around since about January 2006, and I have a nice little list to complain. So first off, I have to say that I have called 7 times since I started listening. Now, to all you other freaks, this is an appropriate number of times for the number of years that I have been listening. Please stop calling. You're killing the show. Another thing is that I really, really enjoy that the audio quality has, I think it's really improved ever since you moved over to the Apple,
but
it only continues the hatred that I have towards the voicemail section. Normally, I just can't understand the voicemails very well. People don't really speak loud enough, phone quality is really shitty, and then to top it off, now in your new system, I've noticed that things are just quieter. Other sounds are quieter, people are quieter. When you play clips, I can barely hear them.
Well, I had that problem for a while. It's been it's corrected now, so yeah.
Oh. I drive in an extremely noisy car. I've always driven it, and it's been like listening
to
your show
to jack
more and
that
more difficult
audio
over
up
time.
So you can hear me loud and clear.
Maybe it's
princess.
A sign that it's time to stop. But one, everyone needs to speak the fuck up. And two, I really need you to work out how to get the sound louder, Tim. My volume in my car is already up to near max. It's probably not going to get fixed, so I'm just going to complain to you and hope that you get fixed.
Mission accomplished. I don't think anyone's been complaining about the audio in the last couple of weeks. In last week, maybe.
Hey, Tim. Such a member, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
And I just got done listening to your Tuesday program at Great As Usual. But I wanted to say it was very surreal listening to the beginning part of that because it was very emotional, and I don't know, but I've even gone back and listened to every episode just towards you, and that's never something I've heard before, so that was a very interesting
Well,
experience.
I'm sorry my dad doesn't tend to die on a you know, weekly basis. I'm glad I never have to do that, those type of intros.
But I hope everything goes as well.
No,
as
everything's
go,
not going as well as it's turning to shit. My life is shit.
You know,
listen.
That not all of your freaks are going to bitch just because they don't get a program every day.
Yeah, so. Well, believe me, it's just going to get worse in the next week or two. But I will say this. I guess I have nothing to say. Nothing to add to that. It is what it is. You know. But I just felt like I had to say something because you guys, a lot of you are paying members. What the fuck is this shit?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Well, sorry about your father.
Oh. Thank you.
I wonder if you still have your same stance on mandatory euthanasia for the elderly.
Yes. I don't know how he slipped through the cracks, but, you know.
All right. Also, with y'all on the show, it's a fee, but it's understandable.
Yes. Well, you know.
Good work.
It's tough.
Yeah. You have the good work, man.
All right, well, thank you very much. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's in your gang.
I don't want to do that.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be a sideshow exclusive program or extended. We'll see what's happening. But there will be a show tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Bye!